This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Cards Against Humanity. They asked us not to read an ad. Please enjoy the show.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from Our Fair City's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
You know the great works of Heart Life. The Scrap, the Glaive, the Abarca File Classification System. Perhaps they are gone now, left to dust and ruin like the rest of this wondrous tower. And with that, I march.
Here we stand before the remains of the Hendersonian's Green Station. Snowmelt poured through the piping above, feeding the blooms. Algae was filtered out by the paddle wheel, which also provided crude electricity. Look. There is still ancient algae clinging to the tanks, though the batteries, of course, are empty. An ingenious, infernal machine. In the depth of their hubris, they surely hoped to build a monument to their selfishness that would last. And here are the results. I remember it so clearly, listener. The day that this station came online was the day that I went live.
Greetings again, policies from the Department of Memory. The Board of Directors would like to remind you that any meetings taking place on company property, that is the entirety of the Heartlife structure, must be scheduled by the appropriate manager. Be forewarned, certain policies have attempted to circumvent our mandated processes for meetings. Avoid, at all cost, policies associated with the Hendersonian, especially the policies known as Veronica Hasher, Grayson, and their handsome but impotent leader, Clear Skies Tim.
Right then. Well, please ignore the loudspeaker, everyone. I'm Clear Skies Tim, acting representative for the Hendersonians, and I'd like to thank everyone for their hard work in getting this farm running.
As a reminder to all hard-working policies, there will be free pie in the 14th floor refectory for the corporate picnic. It's boysenberry.
That's definitely a lie. It's usually lemon scones.
Me and Veronica here would like to take a moment to thank Executor, Mr. Valentine for the hardware we're installing here at the farm. And all the lightning riggers for their help with setting up the electrical cables. And the scientists who engineered the whole shebang, headed by Mr. Andrew Snidge, who would like me to issue an apology for his colleague's use of science to fix the heights of your children. Now, I've been asked how this all works. And truth be told, I've only ever harvested electricity by being shocked string-walking the deck of a rig. Yeah!
And I've never even so much as held unprocessed algae. Unless it was that slop served in the camp.
All the same, we're doing our part, and we're glad you're doing yours. Did you see about getting those loudspeakers hushed, Grayson?
Now, Tim, I don't want to spook you, but Valentine and his gang are blockading the audio panels, so we can't take them down.
But he promised
that he wouldn't hurt us. He didn't bring Chamberlain, though. Technically, he's just standing there, all menacing-like.
But
he's staring right at you with all his armed pals. They look well-fed and angry.
Thanks for the update, Grayson.
You're welcome.
It is nearly 6 o'clock, loyal policies. Go now to your assigned domicile. A hearty meal awaits you. Your favorite, algae crock roast with peas.
Yum.
Ain't you supposed to be manning the control panel, Grayson?
Right.
Your biological family is gathered around the radio, listening to the pleasant evening shows on the heart waves. A warm, familiar voice playing sweetly on the speaker.
come home again.
Your corporate family is waiting.
Huh?
Tim, they're waiting.
Right. Here it is, folks. The moment we've all been hoping for. Grayson, release the tanks!
There's no algae in the water.
Nothing's collecting.
I knew this would
just
happen.
Try again. Just wait. Hang on. I'm sure. Grayson.
Tim, the dip blades are caught on something. I think it's lights and shredded up cables.
Tim? Did you leave a guard on the farm?
I just thought, since I signed those forms...
Tim, did you get a copy of what you signed?
I'm an idiot.
Look at me. Did you get a copy?
I don't know. Valentine's secretary had me penciling in my signature everywhere, and Chamberlain was doing his creepy counting, and maybe... Chamberlain's gone!
There's no time. Everyone's waiting.
Oh, Zeus, what do we do? What have I done?
Tim, as they say in the design world, carpe diem. I got this. Ladies and gentlemen, we regret to inform you that the farm isn't working. The presentation as planned is canceled.
No food?
Veronica, no.
But.
Hush. Quiet, quiet. Everybody shut up.
But. We've also got something else to show you tonight.
Okay, here it comes. It better be crock roast.
Stronger than street safe. More impressive than even the hope of heart life. And that something, ladies and gentlemen, is you. Look around you at everyone gathered here. We've got storm-worn lightning riggers, paper scratchers, secretaries. We've got scrubbers, relay women, cafeteria workers, and an old man who's too lazy to have a real job.
Okay, that was good.
And all of us together are better than HeartLife. Because while the directors sit cozily in their very well-designed boardroom, we're the ones down here running HeartLife, planting food, schooling kids, doing science. We're better than HeartLife. We're better than the directors. Because the directors would never get their hands dirty like we're going to do. They couldn't. They can't. So we're going to make our own damn power. Help me unstick the paddles.
That was the most treasonous thing I ever heard.
That was the most treasonous thing I ever heard.
You heard her. Come on, everyone. Grab the paddles and heave to it!
Attention policies. The board of directors wishes to remind you that you are here by their care. Their foresight, their wisdom forms the walls that protect us all from the outside. Unauthorized use of resources, destruction of corporate property...
These rent our very way of life! They are not only foolish, but anal. The only way forward is by holding tight to HeartLife. Please, everyone, don't do this.
Did you all hear that?
Push!
We did it! We did it?
We did it! No more holding filament together and praying for a miracle.
No more worrying over shorted hospital lights.
Oh, no more peeing in the dark.
I liked the challenge. Gasp, old man.
You know what this means? We got power for our own coffee machines, and we can shoot wolves with laser beams. And with the kits Tim got, we can repower the lightning rigs.
One step at a time, Grayson. Where have you been, old man?
Reconnaissance. What'd I miss?
Well, we literally just pushed our way into the revolution.
Yippee! Glad I missed it. My back's busted from all this skiving off. Hey, why's the canal full of broken loot?
Because Valentine's smarter than me, and I think our stomachs are gonna pay the price.
That's the worst possible news! I came back for lunch!
Oh,
And so it was that Executor Valentine extended the meal credits of the tower above while stifling the seething rebellion of the floors below. He was right to requisition the goods of this traitorous band. After all, the food never belonged to them. He was right to dismantle their means of production. The idea to even grow food is a trademarked product of the Heartlife Corporation. Faithful listener, sustenance is but a small need. What we all need truly is a firm, guiding hand from approved communications. Something that the likes of upstarts and amateurs could never provide.
Due to food surplus, Residential Services asks that policies residing on the 18th floor manage their waste appropriately and discard surplus food in the appropriate incinerator.
Half ration. Another half ration.
At least it's turkey flavor. And we've got lights now.
Oh, goody. Now the scenes of our deaths will be properly illuminated. The stored algae's gone. The farm's gone. That disgusting meat wall, the second, is eating more people than it's feeding. And we're a couple weeks from being overall wearing sacks of skin. I ask you, why should we work without pay?
We've always worked without pay?
Yeah, but we were getting fed. Now we ain't getting nothing but fed up. What would Jane do?
Hey, who's heard the one about the Mole King with the gold tooth? He really knew how to wear the crown.
Next one, I think.
Please stand away from the doors, unless you're a loyal policy of our life. Trains don't deserve mass transit. Doors closing.
There has to be someone willing to go.
I put the expedition sign up on every jot on our 7 levels, but not one person signed up to fetch supplies.
We don't need a lot of people. Maybe 4 or 5, but they gotta be strong enough to carry at least a few barrels from the algae fields in the tunnels.
Maybe they're thinking about pie. I know I am.
I thought with all the water wheel and the victory and all...
A wise leader knows that complete success is as guaranteed as finding a diamond in your breakfast crunch.
The mission is dangerous, and morale isn't exactly high with, you know, starvation impending.
Heartlife is offering mourning services for the policies lost to the outsiders in the lower levels. Heartlife, we care.
Then there's him.
Oh!
Attention passengers, we are being delayed due to routine maintenance on the tracks ahead.
Doctors? Hello?
Stand clear of the doors.
Oh, that wasn't too...
Tripwire!
Huh? Gee, thanks. You're pretty quick.
Don't mention it.
I used to fall for Dr. West's welcome tripwire all the time.
Doors closed.
Tim, is that you? Did I forget to disarm the garage again?
The garage!
Got it.
I think we almost got executed.
Yeah, sorry. Ever since Valentine raided the food supplies, we thought we'd better be prepared. Ow!
Goodness, your palm is peeled. Old man, do you have your needles on you? Old man, where did he get off to?
No need, she's got a backup hand in the cupboard.
Okay.
Weirdness aside, how's the algae supplementation going?
Oh, wonderful. I've been working on synthesizing this blue-green algae. It should increase crop yield by 18%. It has extra ciliary functions and advanced foliar feeding to convert refuse to energy. Care to touchy?
It's awfully tickly. What's foliar feeding?
It eats meat.
Pervert.
Don't worry, Mom. It only eats dead material. Theoretically.
Look, I appreciate all you're doing. We sure couldn't have done that water wheel without you. But we won't get by till the next fiscal quarter without more food.
Dearest Tim, without properly preserved samples of the genetically engineered P. tenera strain, it is impossible to reverse engineer a solution in such a short time frame. But if you're interested, this mushroom species I've been genetically tickling has only a 17% chance of melting one's organs on digestion.
No thanks.
Doors open.
Good. Dr. Morrow, how do the farms look?
Not good, I'm afraid.
Doors closed.
We need more equipment, more fertilizer, more arable tanks, more, in short, of everything.
I've already taken apart most of the usable scrap. There isn't anything left that we haven't dismantled.
We already know where to get what we need. The algae fields below. Sealed off, possibly underwater, but harvestable.
But we can't get any volunteers to go.
Then you must be the ones to do it. Your leadership is crucial, but it means nothing in the face of starvation. I can't come, but I can show you where to find what you need.
You're right. We can't wait any longer.
It'd be right useful to have at least one of you come with us. We don't know if it's still flooded or what.
I can't go. I need to stay here and help with the algae synthesization. Howie!
Medical support. Give me your hands.
I'm providing security.
Science!
But...
Don't worry, my friends. I'm sure you'll be fine.
Doors opening.
And not encounter any kind of genetically modified meats. Onward!
This is gonna be fun.
The seriousness of the situation, of course, eludes the liminals. As does any sense of decency. They cannot see the destruction their machinations sowed. Dear listener, only we are left to this empty tower, while its creeping vines and devilish... Only we are left to this empty tower, with its creeping vines and devilish greenery. Only we are left to piece together the remaining chapters as the story of our fair city continues. Oh, no!
Not the ciliary algae! Curse you, West! Curse you!
Loyal Policies. HeartLife NFP is at a pivotal point in its life. With Season 8, we are bringing Our Fair City to a close and ramping up work on our next show. We've got a Dr. Herbert West miniseries and spinoff scripts in the works. We've never been busier. That work is possible in large part due to the support we get from listeners and fans on Patreon. Some of them give $1 a month. Some of them have donated a year's worth of algae bars. And to thank those amazing folks, we like to share special insider treats. If you haven't already become a Patreon supporter, we've got an extra special push. When we reach $650, we will release 3 scripts from Andrew Snidge's audio drama, Adventures in Science, as transcribed by Jim McDaniel, on our Patreon feed for all of our backers. Even better, these will be released under a Creative Commons Attribution and Non-Commercial license. Want to record your own Adventures in Science? Make a comic? Use it in some other medium? Go ahead! Andrew would be proud of you. But first, you have to become a patron. So head over to patreon.com/heartlifenfp to help us make this happen. We're so very close. And then, you get to read Adventures in Science. And really, thank you all so much for your support. And as always, we'll see you in the tunnels.